Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners and learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, hey, don't forget, you can always check out the songs that we play for the bumper music at the end of the show. I put it up on the X, formerly Twitter, with a playlist from Spotify as well. And this is a great song from Brett Denon. I know Brett just a little bit. It's called Sweet Persuasion, but that is on the playlist for tonight. Audio cut of the day coming up. That was a hell of an interview with David Zweig. Let me just say this, because he brought the fire, and that book is really going to be something. I think I will read that book. You know me, Sue. I don't read a lot of books, right? My excuse is, and it's just an excuse, is, you know, I'm always reading things. My whole morning is reading content, etc. So I tend to listen to music and watch movies. But this is a book that I really want to check out for sure.
Good.
And it's called An Abundance of Caution, American Schools, the Virus, and a Story of Bad Decisions. You remember that summer, you know, leading
it. Well,
you know what? You don't remember that with me as much, because that was when I was on KMOX. I kind of forget about this. I didn't start here until, you know, March of 21. That entire summer of the first summer of COVID leading into the fall, I did my show from my studio at home. I taught kindergarten at the same time for a month. And I've said this in the past, in the defense of people around here, to David's point, we got back. Our kids got back to school a lot quicker than other parts of the country. So maybe we got a little lucky there. Hey, look who's back with us this afternoon. Peter Zane, editor at Real Clear Investigations. He writes for Real Clear Politics. I am very curious about his thoughts on a lot of things that have happened in Washington. Peter, how are you? Welcome back.
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, I read a review of Zweig's book. The Wall Street Journal had in their review section this weekend. The cover was about Joe Biden and the effort to pretend that he was a competent leader. And then inside, they had a piece on Zweig's book and another one that was basically how we were lied to regarding COVID for several years.
But you know what's interesting?
The truth can be told at long last.
It can, but Sue, one of the questions I had, you probably heard me ask David, because one of the big messages of that book, Peter, is the media and you know how they were complicit in all this and they didn't do their job and they weren't skeptical. Now, look, that's a mantra that I've carried well beyond COVID on a lot of these stories, but I just wonder how much of the messaging on the media will resonate when he does interviews on the traditional, you know, outlets, if he's on the Today Show or whatever, because they're the ones that made this happen to a certain extent.
Yeah, it'll be completely ignored. And in fact, the Biden piece, I blame and I don't blame the Democrats and the White House for pretending that this guy was competent. I mean, that's what politicians do, and they want to keep power. But where were the reporters who had access to him, who were observing him, who were not reporting on this? And the piece in the Wall Street Journal by the reporter who co-bylined the piece in July that sort of first said after he's out of the race, oh,
right,
he's, you know, not up to snuff, but never takes that into account. And I totally agree with you. Is anybody surprised that a politician or a political party would lie to you? That's like almost their job.
But I have a press. I think the answer to your question why the media didn't do their job is because of Trump. I mean, I think it was all because of Trump. Because if it was somebody else, maybe they would have poked around just a little bit more.
I think that the proof of that statement is COVID. Because he said X, so they say Y. If he had said, oh, you know, this was clearly started at that lab, at the wet market in China, and, you know, we can't hold them responsible, it just happens, they would have been hitting that lab leak. If he'd, you know, been supporting wearing the masks and the lockdowns, they would have been more suspicious of it. Because I can tell you, I was writing a column for a different publication at the time. I'm not a medical writer, and I wrote a bunch of columns because it was all out there, that lockdowns, the problems with education, masks, the problems with that. It's not that they don't completely work, but they don't work in the context in which they were insisting. And that was really the point, was like, you have to do this, or you're a bad person and an enemy of the state.
One of my favorite stories from early on in COVID was, it was the first summer, and a bunch of people here from St. Louis had gone to the Lake of the Ozarks, which is a couple hours away in the middle of the state. You know, people go there to party and fish and boat, mm-hmm, and stuff like that. And there was this outdoor bar, I can't remember the name of it, it's pretty popular there, mm-hmm, where people were partying. And then the story in our local newspaper, where we're in the middle of a crime crisis here and have been, people are getting murdered. The murder rate at that time was very, very high, you know, in 2020. And you had a situation where people just completely thought that the worst people on the planet, Peter, were those folks that might have gone to play outside and be in a pool at the Lake of the Ozarks. And how dare they come back here to St. Louis County and St. Louis City? I mean, it's comical. It's like a, you know, a bit for a sitcom, if you really think about it. But that's what we did.
You can't go to church and be socially distanced, but you can be packed next to people at protests where they're setting fire to things, and that's okay. That was where you just saw they don't care.
Yes.
They don't care what the evidence is. And, you know, in the latest column I wrote, all of these crocodile tears about, you know, the Maryland man who's in El Salvador. And believe me, I wouldn't want to be him, this illegal alien that was deported. But I mean, when Joe Biden allowed 8 to 10 million people, he said, come one, come all. The amount of human tragedy that attended those people, the human trafficking, the enrichment of cartels, the rapes along the path that were all sort of documented, not by the mainstream media so much, but they couldn't care less.
No.
So now you hear about this one guy here or this one guy there, and it's so cynical.
Thank you. You're absolutely right, because what I heard you describe there was exactly the playbook for COVID. All of these stories that happened. Look, Bill Malusian was standing out there with Chinese nationals, people from Somalia, lined up to come into the country. Nobody covered that outside of Fox. No one wanted to talk about the human consequences. And even when Trump says they're eating the cats and dogs, nobody really wanted to go and say, hey, what the hell is happening in that community, right?
Exactly. And I mean, the children, I think they, how many did they lose? 80,000? I don't even know the number, but they just have disappeared. They don't know who they are. And we do know many children were placed with, quote, families or caretakers who just wanted to exploit them. And human activity always has errors. There are always bad guys. So to me, it's not, oh my God, you can only let people in if you have a perfect system. I mean, I'm just saying, if you just want to look at that one point, but it was their total lack of concern for those people.
I would agree.
For saying, yeah.
Absolutely. Peter Zane is with me. So let me kind of piggyback off of Abrego Garcia and get your thoughts just on the administration overall, because obviously you have a situation where that dominated the news cycle in the latter part of last week and continues right now. What's interesting to me is a lot of the DOGE stuff has kind of gone away. There's not as much focus on that because they want to, you know, do stories on the gangbanger right now. But any thoughts about how, and there was a poll, by the way, there's a poll that came out today from Rasmussen that showed overwhelming support for deporting people who are criminals in this country. Shocking. But, you know, the media doesn't seem to be ready to let this Abrego Garcia thing go wrong here or go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Well, I think that it's helpful to Democrats to raise money to bring lawsuits to try to kneecap the Trump administration. So, because really, if you are really an opponent of Trump, all I would be writing about is the economy. I mean, I voted for the guy, and whoa. Seems like a lot of self-inflicted pain here.
I have some concerns along those lines myself, yes. Yes.
I mean, and again, you and I, who, you know, we're supposedly on a side, like, we'll say that. When do you hear a Democrat say, oh, my God, that was insane what we did, you know, with letting 10 million people in?
Yeah, they really haven't. Except for John Fetterman. You know, he might be the only guy.
Yeah, but you know, and so my column was basically trying to give Trump credit, not so much for the execution of DOGE yet at this point, but at least reminding us we owe $37 trillion. And all of these programs that people depend on, unfortunately, but they do, are severely threatened. And we have just believed in magical thinking, you know, all of us in this country. And I don't know if he has the will and the tenacity to follow through and actually try to get our fiscal house in order. But I think he deserves credit for at least addressing, bringing up, you know, a discussion about how messed up all the government accounting is and how we're spending money, which, by the way, 70% of it is the Great Society, New Deal, Social Security, Great Society, Medicaid, and Medicare. And the left never owns that either. We're going broke because of their greatest achievements, and they have never figured out a way to pay for it.
I do hope that they're able to, you know, bring these conversations around to some of the entitlements and some of the serious spending. But to your point, yeah, why can't we have conversations about even what RFK Jr. is doing, you know, with MAHA, Making America Healthy Again? There are conversations that need to be had there. Even the autism discussion, which I think got manipulated last week, because you look at the numbers of kids that were diagnosed decades ago compared to now, it's confusing, right? What the hell is going on there? That needs to be discussed.
I totally agree that it should. And I will tell you one thing that I've rethought a little bit. I was in New York City when Michael Bloomberg years ago wanted to have the tax on sugary sodas. And, you know, I was like, oh, government, stay out of our way. Let me just make our choices. I do think that, you know, given our obesity rates, given the spending on medicine, I'm torn between wanting people to have the liberty to live their own lives and make their own choices and, like, how do we respond when people are clearly making bad choices?
Well, I think we respond with a magic pill. That's what we've discovered here, a couple of them in the last couple of years. Peter, thanks a lot. I appreciate coming on here on this Monday.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Audio cut of the day is coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.